This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift on a Friday at 7:24.
Wow.
Dylan's waving his finger at me.
He has infiltrated your brain, my friend. Wow.
Yeah.
I wondered if it would happen. I used to drop it sometimes.
I mean, how can you not say Friday? It's totally a yay feeling on a Friday. It makes sense.
Does feel good.
By the way, that's Dane. Mike. You've got Bo here. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass, and he is the one that says Friday every
Ding.
Single Friday. Ding. So we just talked about that one article that had the Falcons ranked as a C-. We're about to get into another one that had us ranked in the top 10. I'll tell you the placement in a moment, but I need to know, Bo, if today is the day where you start this war in the backyard with the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, wow.
Is it going down today?
I'm planning on it going down today unless something pops up. But yeah,
rain
I
probably something.
Well, actually, I want it. I need it to rain because it'll kind of. I think it could be good. It kind of quieten that nest, especially if it rains a little bit tonight. That'd be good. Then I can.
It is definitely Yellow Jackets, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
just making sure. Anybody that hasn't listened, he's been in a battle with Yellow Jackets.
I'm still itching from it, which apparently I guess that means I had a pretty good allergic reaction to it. If like 5 days later you're still itching like crazy. But yeah, it's going to go down and I'm going to.
You're going to get a little liquid courage tonight?
Well, I won't. It's not the revenge I want, it's the reckoning. All right?
Wow.
They have it coming. They invaded my terror. And you can say, well, it's nature. Let me tell you something. I bought that Nature Square, all right? And it's mine.
Where's your lease, Yellow Jacket?
Yeah. So unless they're in, they can, you know what? I'd let them live rent-free if they wouldn't come at me. But they, no, they couldn't be cool.
They're going to stink Squid Billy. They got to put something on the mortgage.
They couldn't have peace. So therefore, I'm going to murder all of them.
Wow.
Well, and we will have an immediate update because, reminder, tomorrow, Dylan, myself, and Bo are going to be broadcasting live from Murph's at 10 a.m. So we might have a swelled up Squidbilly tomorrow, depending on how this war goes tonight.
Yeah, it might be a two-person show.
I have some. If you make it in, and hopefully make it in because you're not too swelled up, I'll have some afterbite for you.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a couple of days now.
You've been stringing
But no, but yesterday I said that I would have it for him on Saturday. I never said yesterday. I said Saturday.
Yeah,
I
the day before today. You said tomorrow. So.
Yeah, and I forgot that day.
Why didn't you bring it today?
I just didn't think about it.
Because I said Saturday.
Just went ahead and called your shot.
Dylan, I...
Tomorrow, I got you, though, for real.
Everything about me that knows about you knows that you're wholeheartedly believe that, and everything I know says it is not happening.
It ain't. It's
and
not
I'm
happen.
Not trying to
fair?
Be a jerk.
No, it's
I'm just
fair.
Trying to be realistic.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it right by the counter. so right by the island that we have in our apartment, and I walk right by it. Before I walk out the door, I'm going to put it right there. So I see it when I walk out the door, and I don't forget it. That's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, 10 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see if Dylan holds true to his word. But right now, we're going to talk about where the Falcons rank in the NFL based solely on their wide receiver, running back, and tight end spots. Guys, I know you two were very excited to talk about this situation. We'll cut right to it. They were ranked at number 9 on the top 10. The last 2 years, they were at 10. So how are you feeling about that ranking?
I actually don't have a problem with it. But shockingly, I know we get on, you know, we get on the show more times than not on sports radio and we rant about the ranking or, you know, whatever it may be. I think 9's about right. I think, and he talks about, he gives more weight to wide receivers. You know, Saquon Barkley, as he mentions at the top of the article, is paid $20 million a year, is the highest paid running back in the NFL. And there's 21 wide receivers that are paid higher than that. It's just the formula to win gives more weight to wide receivers in the NFL right now. And we've got two good wide receivers and possibly a third in Ray McLeod, but Darnell Mooney, Drake London, obviously. But the albatross in the room is we're being anchored or, you know, weighed down a little bit by what Kyle Pitts has been. And there's no doubt about that. You cannot really deny that Kyle Pitts has not lived up to expectations. And I think 9 is just fine for where we're at.
I didn't appreciate the way he talked about Bijan Robinson. It was a lot of emphasis put on the fact that he hasn't had any plays over, I think, 40 yards, which is something that it needs to improve this year. There's no doubt that's the next step in the evolution of Bijan Robinson as an NFL player, especially when I think he had like 5 or 6 plays of over 40 yards in his final year at the University of Texas. I probably have the biggest issue with San Francisco being at 4. They lose Debo. They have Brandon Ayuk coming off a torn ACL. Christian McCaffrey, that was talked about. He may never even play again. Now, they do have Ricky Pearsall. They have Juwan Jennings, who had a good year, and Kittle, George Kittle. So that one was a little bit like, man, really? You think they're 4? And I had a huge issue with it when I first heard it because I think between London, Robinson, and Darnell Mooney, you've got 3 of the most dynamic players that in the NFL, and I think some of them don't get as much credit as they deserve. But then to Mike's narrative,
it still counts.
You look at Baltimore, and they have Derrick Henry, they have Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers. Okay, DeAndre Hopkins added there. Rashad Bateman, I think the Bucs are ahead of us. The Vikings probably should have been higher than the Niners because they came in at 6. I absolutely just whiffed yesterday when we were talking about Matthew Stafford. The fact they got Devontae Adams now.
Oh, I forgot about that too. Yeah,
and that's one of those moves. So, that one's surprising, but you know what's weird to me is where are the Dolphins at on this?
Right behind us. Right behind us at 10.
Are you surprised we're ahead of the Dolphins?
Yes and no. I think that all of their guys that are on this list, and I'm going to – Jonnu Smith is no longer there, so I can say this. All the guys on this list were underwhelming last year. Devon Achane, I put him very high in our running back rankings when we were talking about it, but I think, you know, look, what did he have, 800 yards rushing last year? It is what it is. You know, Jalen Waddle has had his injuries, Tyreek Hill, and all of this goes back to, and the reason this article is written is because you are talking about what these teams have done to surround these quarterbacks with playmakers. And when that quarterback is not there, and that has been the story, we talked about it yesterday with Tua Tagovailoa, when he's on the field, he's been great for the most part. Even when he came back from injury last year, though, this offense struggled at times. And if you remember, and I was thinking about this morning on the way in, you remember last year, the very final week of the season, how everybody's paying attention to these playoff races and everything else, and the Dolphins are still alive. And Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, has to come out and say, you know what, we're going to run it back with Mike McDaniel next year. You're like, what? Like, what? Where did that come from? Usually if you have to put out a statement like that, it's not a good thing. So, yeah, the Dolphins, while you think – I think we all see the Tyreek Hill of the world and Jalen Waddle and everything else, they were underwhelming at times last year, and I think that 10's about right for them as well. I like the fact that the Falcons are right there in front of them, to say the least.
Tyreek Hill wanted out, too, and it was this whole thing. And apparently I was reading an article from actually from Miami, and don't ask me how I got there, but I went down a rabbit hole as yesterday, actually, during a commercial break, and I started reading an article from Miami about Well, you know, it was about the wide receiver camp that they had.
Ojo Cinco.
I was trying to figure out if Drake went. I couldn't find anything that Drake went. But basically, Tyreek Hill's like, look, I'm good to go. He blamed some of his stuff last year on like a wrist or something, injury. But he seems happy to be back. Does Tua stay healthy? Can he get the ball? But they have a crew that could be very good. Yeah. I think what happens with some of these guys, and remind me what our guy's name was in Houston. He's now he was the OC in Houston.
Bobby Slowick.
I think the Mike McDaniels and the Bobby Slowicks, they come in and they start running these offenses, and they've been behind guys like Shanahan's and McVay's, right? And they start running these offenses, and they have taken that offense and they have in their mind created this new wrinkle. And nobody picks up on it, right? For maybe even a whole season.
Right.
But then the league spends an entire offseason figuring you out. And sometimes they're so smart, and maybe it's the smartest guy in the room mindset where they're like, yeah, they're not going to figure this out for a couple years. And then then the league does. And now you're sitting there and you're holding in your hands.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I agree with you, but I actually approach it from a different perspective. Sometimes when these guys who are good offensive coordinators, let's just use Mike Daniels, what happens when they have success? All the guys like your Tyreeks, your Jalen Waddles, all of a sudden, all of them want contract extensions. They want new money. This is what's happened in Miami. Well, guess who you can't pay? Your offensive guards, your center. Tron Armstead retires. Now, all of a sudden, those guys might be great, but Tua's having to get the ball out in under 1 second, or he's getting hit. And that's exactly what has happened in Miami. I don't know that it's so much that they figured out Miami or he has not been able to overcome some of that stuff, but you've had to put a lot of money into those skill position players because their numbers were so high 2 years ago. And the protection in front of him has completely broken down.
It's funny because 2 years ago, which would have been the 23 season, right, was when they kind of blew up a little bit with some of that.
Yeah.
But I remember watching film with an NFL guy 2 years ago, and basically we were looking at the Dolphins, and he was like, "They're not good up front. They're soft up front." And this is not me saying this. This is an NFL guy, and he's like, "Look. Their scheme is good. They're soft. You know, they're going to have trouble with physical teams." And guess what happened that year? Every time they played a physical team, they had trouble. And it just, to your narrative, it's been doubled down. I won't say point anymore. But to your narrative, the league doubled down on that, and it cost them last year.
Well, and if you are counting down, it's officially 8 Sundays away this Sunday. So we are getting there. We're getting close. Coming up, we're going to get you an update on that Braves game. A loss, but it took a while. And we've got Fair or Foul Friday. Fair or foul, after the All-Star break, the Braves will hit their stride and get back to 500. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.